Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming supposed to be 24/7.
Oh, yes.
Which we'll get to. Also you could have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com, at all kinds of podcast-tastic apps and shit like that. We're all over the place. Just look for Crab Diving, one word. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots going on in the world. A little bit of politics going on, I understand, in this country of ours. We're going to be here till 5 p.m. Till 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
Not Mountain Time. That's wait. Eastern.
No, wait. Till 5 p.m. Wait. 3 to 5.
We'll be here for 2 more hours.
We're here 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Oh, yes.
4 to 6. Yeah, so 3 to 5.
Oh, right, Mountain. Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
I fucked up and covered it with Mountain Time.
Listen, it doesn't matter. There's a guy running for president on the GOP ticket that's a big fucking rapist, white supremacist dickhead.
Apparently we
nothing matters.
Neglect our friends in the Mountain Time. So
Get over it.
My name is Patrick Vile. I don't know if I did that part.
Oh, yeah. My name's Ryan. What? I don't know. My name's Patrick Vile.
He's Ryan Pfeiffer.
We should switch personas for one day. Do you want my flannel?
Never mind. A different shirt that you don't wear in public because it was given to you as a gift and it says something.
No, it says pussy.
Yeah. You could have been some sort of Trump thing with that. I didn't even think of that. You could encourage people to grab you.
Oh, yes. By the way, a listener gave me that shirt, Michael James Benson.
That's right. That's not for Benson. That's for Trump.
Oh, right.
Don't forget to follow us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. If it sounds a little discombobulated again today, it's because more tech problems raining down upon me from different sources here. We had a problem yesterday with Monday's show. We were not, whether you care, we weren't buffering, or we were endlessly buffering and not streaming. The equivalent of having really, really bad constipation. Apparently that's fixed, but then today there's other issues going on, and I guess the stream cut out for a while, the live stream and stuff. So the fun and games here at Crab Diving Central. Lots of swear words going out the office today. All kinds of shit going on in the news. If everything works, let's see what be those headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November the 1st. Happy November 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These be your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post. Apparently, they're upset with the GOP. It says GOP's SCOTUS shift. Voters can't decide. Well, now we heard from John McCain a little while back, who murmured something somewhere about if you elect him, he's desperate. If you reelect him, he'll make sure that he puts a giant butt plug in any kind of process to help Hillary Clinton choose a next member of the Supreme Court. Remember, these are the dickwads who were saying before, we need to let the American people decide. We can't let Barack Hussein Obama. We're not going to approve Merrick Garland.
They suck. They don't do shit.
And now what this headline leads to is that more and more of them are starting to say, well, fuck it. If she gets in, not their words.
Right. No, I'm sure it's their words.
When they're not talking to their droolers.
Ooh, yeah.
They're saying, well, fuck it. If Hillary wins, we're just, you know, we could do with eight.
Yeah.
We could do with eight.
It's going to be more of the same shit.
Right. And that's a constitutional crisis, because that kind of takes the Supreme Court out of the dealio.
There's nothing.
It takes them out of the deal. They're no longer relevant if they end up tying on things and just sends it back down to the a lower court's decision. That kind of, why have a Supreme Court? Right.
Well, geez, that makes the next question I'm going to ask stupid. Isn't there a fucking rule that says you have to have so many justices?
No. I think there's been different amounts of justi over the years. Always odd, though,
right?
Because we're not assholes. We're not dumb.
It seems like, yeah, that's the reason we don't have that rule, because most of the time, even the shittiest of Congresses, they'll at least put these guys up for a hearing, right?
Well, yeah.
They won't not do anything.
There's a lot of protocol has been followed over a couple of centuries that this new breed of fuck the United States of America Republicans seem to be hell-bent on just sticking a giant M80 up its bunghole.
Whatever you're into.
With no safe word.
Is there a rule against, like, putting a rapist up for your presidential nominee? Not a rule against that? Okay.
No. The GOP Senator Richard Burr, who is in trouble for a couple of things from over the weekend. We're going to play that in a second. But he also said something else noteworthy during this speech that he was giving. He's from North Carolina. He's a senator from North Carolina. He said, quote, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure 4 years from now, we still got an opening on the Supreme Court.
God damn it. That is the opposite of what the Democrats said when George Bush was elected, the lesser or the senior.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. They're like, hey, we don't agree with this guy, but we're going to try to work with him.
So that's why the Democrats are saying, first, we got to get the Senate. And then after that, we're going to probably have to nuke the filibuster option for Supreme Court nominees, or these twunts are just going to let us flounder for 4 more years.
Yeah.
Because their orange daddy didn't win.
They don't give a fuck.
And they're lying. They lied. We're going to let the American people decide. The American people are going to decide. And should they, please vote. Should they get out and vote, people? Should they actually vote Hillary Clinton in as president? Then the American people have spoken.
No. She ain't legitimate. We're going to impeach her. We're drafting the impeachment process already. You know what's funny?
We're just crossing out Bill on the 1996 version and putting in Hillary.
How long do you think it would take Trump before impeachment proceedings were brought against him if he was president? How long?
Oh, man. I don't
know. Some fucking lib wrote an article about that. This is like how many months it would take even before a Republican Congress, because this dude's so fucking insane. I don't think the GOP would actually want Trump to be president. I don't think that would do them any favors.
A lot of them don't.
I think they would rather
this new Bannon party that they're creating.
Wouldn't you rather, if you're a Republican, not even a moderate, say you're right, leaning, like a Mitch the Bitch. Wouldn't you rather deal with Hillary?
He's not right leaning, but yeah.
But yeah, he is very right. But like, wouldn't you rather deal with her? Because you know how to deal with her. She's a bitch. She's a woman. She's a fucking Democrat. We hate her. But what do you do with Trump? How do you fucking handle that guy?
Well, right. And he's talked about, well, you know, when I get in, I'm just going to clean house of all the generals and everything. You can't do that. But, I mean, look at what's happening in Turkey. Look what's happened in Poland. There's parts of the world that have swung right. And they had these nice little republics or democracies going, but it's a fragile fucking thing because now these strong men that they've elected, because they're bedwetting, pants-wetting, little scared ninnies. Oh, my God, brown people, we got to put Trump in.
Boo!
Oh, my God, brown people, we got to put Erdogan in. Well, they're not brown people. They're worried about Muslims. They are Muslims, and they're worried about the wrong kind of Muslims.
God, we're all worried about race.
Well, yeah, and Poland, the same thing. They're worried about the Muslims. So they put in this alt-right government. Yeah. Now this alt-right government is saying, well, you know, the media. Would sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
The evil media. We're going to have to crack down on them. Same thing in Turkey.
Yeah.
They shut down Twitter when they start talking bad about the government.
And did they see it coming?
The democracy. Wink, wink, wink.
Did they see that shit coming in Turkey?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
They voted him in again. He was getting all power grabby before. And they went and voted him in again. It's like here, putting George Bush in after he'd fucking spit roasted the country. Taken by throwing us into a couple wars.
Ooh, yes.
We said, yes, here's our bunghole again.
But I feel like over
unlubed.
Here, some of the people are in the, like, yes, a lot of moderates and a lot of libs, they hate Trump. But I don't think people over here are ready to say that he is of the alt-right.
Who?
Trump.
He's not willing to say he's of the alt-right? Or who's
no,
not?
No, people, moderates, normal people like you and me.
Right.
Like who are not moderates, but we're way left, but who are going to vote. I think people are afraid to say Trump is a fucking white supremacist.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't admit. He is. I think he believes that shit.
They don't admit that the alt-right part equals white supremacists. That's the thing.
Oh,
they'll happily paint him as alt-right, but then they won't say white supremacists. They might say European American pride or something. There's nothing wrong with being proud of where you're at right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, and we keep our eye holes kind of peeled at that. One word, crab diving, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message on our Facebook page. It's warm and fuzzy, bosomy for you there. If you're into that, or warm and fuzzy, whatever you're into, or prickly and spiky, whatever fuck you like.
Whatever surface you like to sit upon.
Again, don't forget the safe words.
I like
go to
Velcro.
crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit, help us out with Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard you with a lot of advertisements. But you can help us defer the costs of spreading ourselves out for you guys.
Defer me!
And go to, if you're going to buy shit at Amazon, go through our hole. I've seen people have been clicking over there. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Thank you so much.
Every time you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It'll take you right to Amazon. But whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut off the top. Doesn't cost you anything. Just costs the man.
Fuck the man
who actually lets it trickle down to us.
Oh yes,
that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that these asswipe senators are now. Ted Cruz also made Ted Cruz. I would expect.
How does Ted Cruz have any fucking credibility?
He's
an asshat.
There was another story that former governor of Texas. Molester of a bottle of maple syrup.
The
Rick
third
Perry.
Agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see.
Oh my.
I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oh my. I think that was Herman Cain.
Oh, yes.
Who's Becky Stan.
That's one of the most, that's got to be a classic clip. One of the best.
And what does Herman Cain say? What's that other thing he says?
Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky.
I love that. Shucky Ducky.
So
baby.
Does he. That's his thing now. It's his favorite phrase. Let's dumb ourselves down. Let's crank our calendars back a few centuries and see what the Drudge Report is dredging up. Surely it's more about the evil Hillary emails that there's nothing there, of course,
right.
Yet. The headline says Podesta pal inside DOJ investigation.
Of what?
Oh, God.
Of Hillary?
What is going on here? I don't know what this website is. Heat Street. Don't ask me. Assistant Attorney General involved in new Clinton email.
No shit.
Investigation is a friend of Podesta.
No, God.
Oh, God. I mean.
Who cares?
Right.
Fuck
right.
You.
Good God, people. He fucks 12-year-olds, allegedly.
Right. And by the way, what's all this fucking email shit with Russia and Putin and all that other bullshit?
All this stuff nobody seems to give fuck all about.
They don't care fuck all.
They're just upset because Hillary.
She's a woman.
And then they even said in the letter, okay, the letter that Comey put out was shitty timing,
yes,
shittily conceived, and dumb.
Do you think it was underhanded?
I still kind of want to say no, but then the news comes out that he is, I thought I had pulled it, I'm looking in the magic spreadsheet.
I mean, don't you think, I heard Hillary talking about Comey's timing and releasing that information about the emails. I mean, if she's going to say it, don't you think there's something going on?
Well, it's that he, first of all, Trump, of course, has literally, again, not a Saturday Night Live sketch. Trump has literally said, this is worse than Watergate.
It's
and
so fucking
stupid. The letter, even the shitty letter that Comey put out says, look, we don't know if we got anything.
Right.
I'm just letting y'all know that we found these emails in an unrelated investigation. Wiener sending his dick to 15-year-olds.
Sure.
And and they may or may not be related to this other investigation.
What kind
which
of fucking
was closed,
announcement is
so
that?
So we're going to take a look at them. Well, that's the thing. So you would think, okay, he's covering the FBI's balls and covering his own ass, saying that, well, because he's been taking a lot of heat from Republicans, including Trump, who have been questioning his integrity, because why the hell is Hillary not being flogged right now? Why is she not in shackles hanging from her ankles, God damn it, for having that email server?
But it's such a bullshit announcement. All that is, I'm sorry.
Well, it is. So, but you would think, okay, he's covering ass, poorly timed. But then this other story comes out that, and this was part of the letter that Hurricane Harry Reid wrote.
Oh, God.
Brutal letter.
Scathing.
Open letter to the FBI director.
I was going to say, we probably read it on yesterday's show, but there was no show yesterday.
We would have had there been a yesterday's show.
Right.
But I mean, the highlights are basically, I trusted you and now you've thrown the law and all decorum under the bus.
But it's hard to not believe that.
Well, now that we know that allegedly, this is, I'm reading from CNBC.
Oh, yes. Wait, that still exists?
That,
I thought that was gone.
I'm probably the one person on the website.
Jeez.
Right now. FBI Director James Comey argued privately that it was too close to Election Day for the United States government to name Russia as meddling in the U.S. election. So when they said we've got 17 government agencies, we will not name them all.
Oh, okay.
And there are some that would not be named that have said, yes, look, we've decided that this is from Russia. We're pretty sure that this has Uncle Nipple prints all over it. And they,
when you're lifting for nipple prints, I wonder what the process is.
I'll bet they're just like irises. They're finding that, you know, like every part of your body just about is a unique print.
There's a genetic signature.
Yeah, you could do bunghole print.
I've got a partial areola over here. Call CSI.
But Comey, the FBI is allegedly one of these organizations that had the proof, that was in on the investigationaling thing.
So why don't they share that with the American people?
Well, there you go. So this is saying now that an inside source that used to be with the FBI, or is with the FBI, is saying that Comey argued that, well, we don't want to be identified. It's too close to the election for us to get involved and confirm that Russia is sticking its nose in our fucking election.
I don't understand that statement.
Well, now that that's out, had he kept his mouth shut about this email bullshit? So then a week after the election, he announces the emails and the Republicans go batshit.
Yes.
Why didn't you? You had this before the election. Why didn't you let this out, even though there's nothing there?
So, and then they.
But he could then say, look, I also kept quiet about the Russian thing because I didn't want to influence the election.
Right. That plan went to shit.
Well, right. So now, I mean, it's I don't know. Either he's really, really dumb, which I don't get, or there's just nefarious. I mean, it's just seeming like there ain't a lot of gray area here. It's got to be one or the other.
But you know what
this
makes
a spectacular fuck up. Right.
You know what the common denominator in all these weird fucking stories about this election is Trump.
What? That is dragged. He's dragged everything down.
No, he's just so fucking weird. He's such a poisonous, odd, fucked up candidate. I think he's unlike anything we've seen. You know?
Right.
And that's why everything's so fucked up. It's you know what I mean? It's not a Republican. It's not a Democrat thing. It's just we have a sociopathic fucking racist pedophile running for president in the whole country. The whole system's going bananas. Don't you think like some of this shit with the FBI is like a symptom of that?
Yeah, the market, I was reading today, the market's starting to have taint cramps because it's
have a glass
it doesn't
of
know what's happening.
Right.
And it thinks maybe Trump might win. And that ain't good.
It's terrified.
Because the whole world is looking at us like, you guys aren't seriously going to do that, right? I mean, you know, okay.
The whole world
reality show guy with small hands, great. But you're not really thinking about that.
The whole world is a dog park. And you look at that dog park and all these dogs are, you know, wandering around, smelling stuff, calm, whatever. Trump is, you know, that shitty Shih Tzu or the fucking crazy ass little mini pincer.
Weimaraner.
A Weimaraner. Losing his mind, running around the whole fucking dog park. Yeah. Being aggressive, barking
Doberman
at people.
Pinche.
Yeah.
Ein Doberman.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. A racist dog. He's a little Nazi dog.
It's going down the tubers.
Yeah, thanks to you.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
No. You want to feel a supermodel. You don't want to feel like a supermodel, you fucking perv.
And find out what country has the certain ages of consent.
I don't even understand like how people are still supporting him. I mean, all this shit with the kid stuff, man, that's what kills me.
Well, yeah, let me get to that in a sec. Here's a bit of Trump was at. I don't even know where the fuck he's at.
I mean,
but this was from over the weekend.
Right.
And he was at. There's a company called Dixon Ticonderoga. It's a big, giant office and art supply maker, I guess.
Okay.
Headquarters in Florida. I guess he was in Florida near it, maybe, and was thanking the company. Maybe there's a lot of workers there, whatever.
What do they sell? Glitter and paste?
He's trying to fleece white people. Yeah, probably the Hobby Lobby. Here is Trump reading from the teleprompter.
Oh,
apparently,
God.
No one shared with him ahead of time how to say Dixon Ticonderoga.
Oh my fucking God!
Employees at Dixon Ticonderoga.
Dixon Ticonderoga.
Dixon Ticonderoo Raru.
Right.
And then whoever did this slowed it down again.
Yeah. I mean,
Dixon Ticonderoo.
Dixon Ticonderoo.
Dixon Ticonderoga, right? Is that the name?
There you go.
Who the hell cares? They're gone. I mean, who cares?
I don't blame him for this.
Oh, they moved. They must have moved.
Yeah.
They must have moved, closed up their plant or something. He's in Toledo, and he said, who the hell cares? They're gone.
You know, this shit doesn't happen on the Clinton campaign, because whoever the fuck works for Clinton and puts these, you know, things for her to read, they either spell them out phonetically or they talk to her ahead of time.
I think she might look at her speeches ahead of that, too.
If I'm his fucking assistant and I see that word, that's the first word you have to say. I don't give a shit. To cover my own asshole, right. I don't get fired. I say, this is how you pronounce it. This is a fucked up word. I would.
And if you're the candidate, when you're reading through it, you're like, how the fuck do you pronounce it? Like people's names. You're like, oh, okay, before I have you on, before I talk to you, I think I'm going to figure out how to say your name.
Am I insane? Yes. I might fire somebody over that. I'm not kidding. That's insane that you wouldn't give that damn.
You pronounce.
How do I?
You're gonna off with some toady's head because they didn't tell you that Ticonderoga. I currently work
as a personal assistant, and I got to tell you something.
Look at you.
There's no fucking way I would do. I'm
trickle down bullshit.
Yeah, this shit ruined you. It just ruined you. But I'm just telling you, I would have made sure. I would have given, if I'm Trump's assistant, oh my God, I would have given him every opportunity to pronounce that correctly. I would have spelled it out phonetically, and I would have talked to him about it to cover my own ass.
He doesn't want to hear that shit, though. That's allegedly the reason that Roger Ailes bailed was that he couldn't even sit in the room with the guy for 10 minutes and have him focus on the upcoming debate.
That is, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think what that would be like. Donald, where you going to speak today? What? What is it? I don't have time for you.
Oops.
I'm eating a Snickers. I'm thinking about 11-year-olds. This is how you say this company's name. What? Then he throws a snow globe at you.
Ticonderoga.
What does it look like? Is it spelled?
I don't have it. I closed it already.
No, I mean,
it's like
honestly,
it sounds. T-I-C-O-N. D-E-R-O-G-A,
somebody
Ticonderoga.
Fucking spelled it out for him phonetically. That's such a fuck up.
Speaking of phonetically.
Modi, Abi Kibar, Trump, Sarkar.
I mean, really, think
Donald
about
Donald Trump, Bollywood. After a Bollywood event, he put out an ad that Indians for Trump, kind of bizarre thing.
What is that sitcom that's on Amazon Prime? It's so funny. Veep. Oh, yeah. Starring Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Louis.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. So anyway, she has that assistant that follows her around everywhere.
Yes.
And tells her how to say everything.
Got a giant bag full of everything.
Does Trump not have a guy with a bag that tells him how to talk?
Yeah, but he doesn't listen to him. He tells him to shut up.
God, it just seems like these are the
he wants a 17-year-old Latvian supermodel following him around.
Right.
Doesn't say anything.
Yeah. But if you work for him and he's going somewhere, don't you think that number one, you tell him how to say everybody's name and the name of the place of the people you're fucking
talking
to?
Again, when you're dealing with a normal adult.
This makes me insane.
But this is Donald Trump. You can't.
Right. You're right.
Apparently, we've story after story of people telling him, look, you can win this. If you shut up, shut the fuck up, and he can't help himself.
Didn't we read somewhere that somebody says that what he really likes to do at night, he likes to sit on his couch and eat candy and watch television.
And watches, yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I'm sure it's History Channel.
But I think that's what he does at night rather than prepare anyway.
He watches all the shows. He knows what's going on.
He watches his stories. He's running for fucking president.
He's well informed. He keeps his Twitter stream open.
I want to know if they're, hey, WikiLeaks, if you're listening, please hack into Donald's Hulu or his Netflix.
No.
I honest to God, I want to know what he watches and when he watches it. Would it not blow your mind if we knew that during this whole campaign, he had been like binge watching Daredevil or Walking Dead or something?
Oh, they'd love him for it.
How does he have, do you think Hillary's binge watching anything right now?
Donald could do, he was right. He could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody in the head and he wouldn't lose a vote. among some of these people.
I have forgotten he said that until you just reminded me. I forgot that the guy running for president,
bottomless well,
expressed out loud to people that he thought he was popular enough that if he committed murder, nobody would give a fuck.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, the underreported lawsuit that is pending moving forward in December, December 16th, due to appear in federal court, Donald J. Little Hands himself.
Oh, yes.
For a status conference after the judge has allowed the lawsuit to go forward. They're seeking $75,000 in damages. Jane Doe,
right,
the alleged victim, is claiming that Trump brutally raped her in 1994 when she was 13 years old.
Ugh.
And threatened to harm her and her family if she talked.
I mean,
I don't know.
Who is this?
But, you know, his delusions of mob grandeur appear. Who knows if this happened or not?
So this is alleged.
But it doesn't sound like it would be out of the persona that he presents.
It's alleged.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. What do you think's more likely, that he did it or this person's lying? I mean,
who knows?
If you had to bet, I would bet he did it, right? I mean,
The lawsuit now it has two other women identified as Joan Doe and Tiffany Doe. Apparently they're all related. Who have been added as witnesses. Both witnesses are saying they were, quote, party planners.
Yes.
Who worked for a man named Jeffrey Epstein, who you might remember as a pedophile billionaire.
Right.
Who had an aisle of underage hot chicks.
Yes.
Where they would party and pass them around like joints, I would assume, or something.
By the way, Twitter is ringing in. Marianne said that Ticonderoga, a name on millions of school kids' pencils. He can't pronounce it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on every pencil. Right.
I forgot about that.
I can't pronounce it either. Ticonderoga.
It says that these party planners, well, Tiffany Doe says that she lured the plaintiff to a party with the promise of money and meeting contacts in the modeling industry.
Having been an actor, that is so predatory. That is so fucking evil.
She's claiming in the documents that she personally witnessed the girl being forced to engage in various sex acts with Trump and Epstein, who she is saying were aware of her age. Again, who knows?
Oh, my God.
Quote, I personally witnessed four sexual encounters that the plaintiff was forced to have with Mr. Trump during this period, including the fourth of these encounters where Mr. Trump forcibly raped her despite her pleas to stop, is a quote in the document alleging.
If you're how old? 12, 11? What is this?
13.
13.
12, 13.
How does this happen to a 13-year-old? And then you like, I mean, how does this happen? And then you go on and live your life? Would you go to school the next day or something?
This witness is also saying she saw Trump force the plaintiff and a 12-year-old girl identified as Maria to perform oral sex on him.
Oh, God.
And then he physically abused both of them afterwards, allegedly.
Are these people fucking Vikings? Who is fucking doing this?
She said her job duty required her to personally witness and supervise encounters between the underage girls Mr. Epstein hired and his guest. Mr. Epstein, by the way, is away for good, I believe, for underage shenanigans. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And horrible abuse and et cetera.
God, the story seems credible. This is horrible.
Epstein, a financier who was also friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Was convicted in 2008 of soliciting an underage girl for prostitution. Oh, I thought he was away for good. He only served 18 months, 13 months of an 18-year prison term.
And didn't he get the white guy program?
God damn. Well, obviously.
The rich white guy program kicked in.
16-year-old black kid with a joint.
No, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Well, yeah, and he took a swing at me. Wink, wink, wink.
Right.
Resisting arrest.
Or if somebody bounces a check or something. I mean, it's all bullshit.
Stop resisting by breathing.
Right.
She said that both Trump and Epstein threatened to harm the girl if she had ever revealed the physical and sexual abuse. So the party planner.
Wow.
Allegedly said that it will hurt that girl if you ever say anything.
God, this guy is out of jail? Epstein?
Yes, I guess. He only served 13 months out of 18 years.
Wow.
What a great country.
I didn't know we were so lenient against that. Oh, yeah, and what's the other thing we're lenient against? If you're a white guy and you have a militia and you decide, you know.
Nonviolent drug abusers are serving life sentences still.
Thanks, Reagan.
Obama's been trying to commute a bunch of them. But
Reagan, that's
nonetheless,
Reagan, right?
Nonviolent drug people, three strikes and you're away for life. This guy has a history of underage girls and soliciting for prostitution and allegedly hiring them and for parties and serving them up the latest cocktail.
Blah.
And he gets out after 13 months.
I don't know what
God
to say.
God bless America.
Yeah, really.
Holy shit.
Of course, this is all alleged and, you know.
Right.
We don't know if it's true. I mean.
God. Oh, but the drug war, it gets all those black people off the street. So there's that. There's that bonus.
Doesn't it seem like there are a lot of details in this story and a lot of, like, there's two witnesses now. And now this Epstein creepo, who we all know is a big old pedophile, is associated with it. It's very suspicious.
Yeah.
It should definitely give you pause if you're voting for Trump. And also, too, if you look at all the other stories that are confirmed.
Tiffany Doe alleges, quote, I personally witnessed defendant Trump telling the plaintiff that she should never say anything if she didn't want to disappear, like the 12-year-old female Maria, that he was capable of having her whole family killed.
Oh, my fucking God.
Is what this... lawsuit alleges also. She says she started working for Epstein in 1990 and that Epstein threatened to kill her and her family if she ever revealed the child rape operation oversaw.
You know what? Are we seeing it?
God damn.
This is a crazy comparison.
Why is he not away forever?
Fuck, I don't know. Fuck if I know. I mean, he's obviously a danger to society. I mean, what do you think he's doing now? Do you think he's molesting young girls, underage people? Who knows?
I'm sure.
We don't know.
They didn't take all of his money away. He's a billionaire. Right. So he probably came back to, he served 18 months, I'm sure, in real, or 13 months, a year and a month.
Do you think the Donald Trump candidacy is just, do you think Lyndon Johnson, do you think his candidacy would be like Trump's with social media?
Oh, wow.
You know, because we're learning all this shit about Trump only because of Twitter and social media. You know, I mean, if Lyndon Johnson existed in the age of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I wonder how similar he would be to Trump. Because we would know about all his fucking shenanigans.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Or any other old white guy that ran for anything way back when. Who knows?
He might have been smart enough to tune it down.
What about the Kennedys?
Tone it down. Because there's got to be Johnsons out there right now running around. Well, the Kennedys were stealthy about it a little bit more, weren't they?
Yeah, but again, the Kennedys were stealthy because we didn't all have, you know, cameras in our pockets.
True. It was easier, and the press kept their mouths shut.
I mean, how many Anthony Weiner moments would John have found himself in? If he had a phone where
allegedly
he could send his dick to whoever the fuck he wanted to.
Who knows? Maybe they would have been smart enough to tone it down given the current.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I think there have to be. There are still John Kennedys out there chasing vagina with fervency.
I'm just trying to figure out, is Trump like a unique barbarian?
No. Well,
against history, or is it the times that he happens to be in it, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to go away. I think it's, well, the scary part is that's why we really need him to lose bigly.
Yes.
Because what happens if the next guy that comes up isn't as dumb as Trump, but is equally, has the equal support of all the white nationalists and all the hood wearers.
That is a scary
and
thing.
And all of, but keeps, is smarter, doesn't get into fights with Gold Star families, doesn't call former war heroes like John McCain say, I prefer people that don't get captured.
If
doesn't
it's
do
close,
shit like that.
If it's close, or not even close, it's like, I don't know. It's not too far apart. Does that legitimize the alt-right in this country?
They already are.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they?
Their candidate.
They are. Of course they are.
Right. Their candidate is up there.
They are mainstream.
Well, we did the story last week. We played the I mean, we talked about how this white nationalist Stormfront or whatever the fuck and all these organizations
yes.
are all saying we're endorsing Trump.
Right.
We are eagerly and happily endorsing Trump. And then today even it was announced that the there's and the Crusader, the KKK official newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
They
have a
political
newspaper?
Voice of white Christian America.
Now, wait a second. Is this an actual print paper or is it just
yeah,
on?
I'm looking at PDF scans of an actual print.
Good God.
It's a newsletter. I think they're still.
It doesn't get delivered?
At newsletter stage.
There's not a paper guy that throws out copies of the Klan rag.
This is from.
Every morning.
Apparently from Arkansas. It's
Fuck you.
The premier voice of the white resistance. The Knots Party. Harrison, Arkansas.
Oh, God. Have you ever been there?
Pastor Thomas Robb, director. Pastor Thomas Robb.
Wow.
And they do have KKK.com. So this is the...
Oh,
I
shit.
I think this is one of the Grand Kleagles or the Grand...
Kegels.
The Grand Lizards.
I got to tell you something. If I had that KKK.com, don't you flip that? Don't you sell that URL for something?
To who?
Whoever
Who's
wants
buy it?
It
besides them?
You know,
they've got it.
If I'm Warren Buffett, I want to buy it. I'm going to put a bunch of like anti-Klan shit on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make fun of them.
Meanwhile, you got to pay the Klan $1 million. You funded Klan operations for 10 years.
Shit, that's a good point.
Oh,
you hack it then.
The headline at the Crusader says by Pastor Thomas Robb, the head of the Knights Party, apparently. Says, quote, make America great again with a photograph of Donald J. Trump.
Oh, man.
Trump
doesn't reach out to these guys and say, hey, listen, I support your cause. I love the alt-right. It's fabulous. Don't put my picture in your paper. It kind of fucks my shit up. He doesn't say that.
Libs, progressives, insane people are trying to remind everyone also that Paul Ryan admitted that he has already voted. He voted early
yes.
in his state of Wisconsin.
Perfect.
And he voted Trump. So they're saying, remember that in 2020 when he's polishing up his nipples to run for president of the United States of America, that he's got orange handprints all
oh, yes.
over him.
You better shower off.
Actually, he's got orange ball prints all over his tongue.
Oh, right.
We've
got a full sack impression over here.
The Make America Great Again, it says, Pastor Thomas Robb says, I'm just trying to read the first paragraph here. It is a slogan that has been repeatedly used by Donald Trump in his campaign for the presidency. You can see it on shirts, posters, buttons, and ball caps. Such as the one being worn here by Trump speaking at a recent campaign rally. Trump evidently anticipated his run for the presidency long before anyone was whispering Trump and president in the same sentence.
Who's whispering? Why would you whisper President Trump? Who's into that?
God, yeah.
How pervy.
Really pervy. So there you go. We'll put a link up where you can go if you want to read the whole They've right. got a PDF scan of the whole Crusader. God, there's a dear editor. Here's the first letter. Dear sirs, I was hoping I could get you to mail me some literature on the Ku Klux Klan and how and why to join. I'm a Pentecost Republican.
Pentecostal?
It says Pentecost. Republican who loves our Lord Jesus Christ. And right. I fear the direction our country is headed. I would like to have some content to read and pray over. Oh, and pray over before I want some hate paraphernalia to pray over
God.
Before I make any decisions. It's a letter to the editor.
And also, hand me a snake.
Sweet Jesus.
Pentecostal, dude. These are snake waivers.
Dear Knights.
They're in Harrison, Arkansas.
I am writing to thank you for answering all my questions for my research project.
Oh, fuck off. Are you kidding? Is that real?
Yeah.
My research project.
You make some, even though, oh my God, she did a research project, she says. Anyway, overall, I received a B. It was not an opinion piece, but a factual investigation of the modern Ku Klux Klan. Thank you for taking the time for me and for the information mailed to me. It was not what I had expected. You make some good arguments that I will be thinking about.
What?
Sincerely, Anna, university withheld. Oh, they don't want to out her.
You know what is strange, though? I mean, if you are, like, racist and bigoted, most of those people kind of keep that shit on the down low.
Not now.
You think people no, are Trump out has, and open about
Trump
it?
Has set his people free.
That's true, man.
They think.
Yeah, because, you know, even the friends, some friends I went to high school with.
Yeah.
That are into the Trumpalo thing, they really aren't that embarrassed about it. Mm. In fact, they're not even, like, if they put something on Facebook supporting Trump and you say something like, what about all the, like, the groping? And the charge is about pedophile.
But Hillary lies yeah, about man. Everything.
What about Bill Clinton? That's exactly what they say.
Right. Yeah. And Uma. Now look at Uma. What do you mean look at Uma? What did she do? She didn't do anything. She's got an ex-husband who's a jerk off, who's a moron.
And a lot of the, you know what's fucked up to me? A lot of these people have kids. You have children. And you are going to vote for a guy that abuses children, allegedly. It's bananas. I don't even. I mean, sometimes I think we should just pull. Stop putting stories up about Trump, except the ones about where he's raping children. Because nothing else should matter past that. That makes everything irrelevant, right?
Not so much. Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, how do you say you support Trump? What about the child well,
they
rape can,
they
thing?
Say it's a lie.
But I really like his trade policy. Does it not bother you that he's raping a 12-year-old? But his tax plan's great.
And there are witnesses of him saying, I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
To a 10-year-old.
Ha, 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 ha. That's creepy as fuck.
Dear KKK, I'm enjoying the shows you have at the White Pride Radio.
God, shut the fuck up.
No vulgarity or weirdness like I've heard on a few other sites by those professing to be white nationalists.
Listen!
I wonder if some of those people are fakes set up to discredit the cause.
This guy's worried about vulgarity?
Keep it coming. Looking forward to the new lineup, Danny.
Hey, Danny, what vulgarity offends you? But vulgarity offends him on the poser alt-right sites? Is that what he means? God, this is bizarre.
Dear office staff, as a new member, I just read the primer at the private website. Oh, the private website.
Oh, shit. That's where the bad stuff is.
All I can say is excellent. Its educational quality is fantastic. I learned so much. But what I especially liked was the insight on how the organization, on the organization's strategy. It is very well thought out. I like knowing that we aren't just...
Jesus
Christ. It's hard to read this. Spinning our wheels, trying to wake people up. There is a game plan.
Uh-oh.
There is a game plan.
Oh, shit.
And I can see it succeeding in the future.
Why are you reading it like that? I'm just wondering.
I just thought it would be
because
I always do the stupid redneck. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
I love it. But it makes me think that comment is fake. Is that fake?
Roger from Iowa.
Oh, hello, Roger.
That was Roger.
I love it.
Liberal points out, President Reagan said he had no tolerance for what the Ku Klux Klan represented.
And, he said that.
Repudiated, because he got endorsed by the KKK.
Yeah.
And he instantly repudiated their endorsement.
But why do you think he got endorsed by the KKK? Because he was locking all the black people up. That's got to be why.
Yeah. The politics of racial hatred and religious bigotry practiced by the Klan and others have no place in this country, he wrote, and are destructive of the values for which America has always stood. You know, if you put that somewhere, put that on social media right now, and they'd be like, you're a cuck.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
a pussy.
Reagan said it.
Right. St. Reagan.
Reagan said it. I mean, it didn't really matter because his policies didn't necessarily reflect that shit.
Wouldn't register in their tiny little brain.
It's not like it registered in his brain. I mean, if I don't know. Does he not see a connection to that, to his shitty drug policy?
Probably. Oh, no.
He doesn't see any racism in that?
No, no.
Or he didn't?
It's the evil black people.
Right.
That caused the drug problem.
Right. You know, I've said this before, but that three strikes.
Shifty.
Oh, shifty and smoothie.
Right.
Three
strikes. Yeah. You were saying three strikes.
Don't you think? Do you think if baseball had five strikes or two strikes or seven strikes, do you think it would be the seven strikes and you're out policy? It's three strikes because there's three strikes in baseball, really? And that's our most popular sport.
Really? Really?
It's really fucked up. That's why that's the case.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If it was four, it would be four.
Why they make it four?
But they wouldn't be saying that
right.
if it was four
but
strikes.
I mean, if someone, I can see them in a meeting saying, well, why don't we make it four strikes? And someone would be like, well, I'm going to make it four. People aren't going to like that.
Do you think some actor fuck? Some hard. God, maybe this was Reagan's thing.
Actor.
The rule of threes.
Oh, that's older, right? Isn't it?
I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out why it's three strikes. It's the rule of threes.
I don't know.
It's arbitrary, and there's a lot of people. It just kills me that there are people sitting in jail because there are also three strikes in baseball.
Yeah.
That's totally fucked up, man.
There's really no other reason.
That's bananas!
That you could think of.
No one talks about that. Do you ever hear anybody but us talking about that? That makes me nuts.
I've got a robocall here.
Beedy, 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 beep, beep, beep. Hey, name this robot. Beedy, beep, 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 buck, buck.
That's,
You remember the name of the robot?
Tweak.
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 That's Twink.
Tweaker. Tweaker.
From Buck Rogers.
Twink.
God, I don't remember. Yeah, it was Twink.
Tweak, I think it was.
It's not Twinkie.
I don't think it was Twink. Man, that's from
look it up on the internet and tell us.
The gay porn version of it.
Some listener. Yeah.
So this is, you know, there's that guy running for president he's running for president everywhere. I don't think he's on the ballot everywhere, but
yes.
Utah, Evan McMullen.
That staking is...
For some reason, the Mormons are really not abiding the whole right. Trump thing.
If they seceded, would you give a shit? No.
Yeah,
who cares?
I don't know that I've been to Utah.
I know you've driven through. We drove through on the way.
I might have drove through Chicago probably, but I don't think I stopped.
That's one of those weird places. And if anybody's listening that lives in Utah, don't take this personally, but why the fuck would you ever live there? It seems horrendous.
If you want to have several wives and believe it. I'm not going to get into the Mormon.
Right. It's insane.
I think the last polls showed that it was like almost a three-way tie between McMullen, Trump, and Clinton.
Oh, shit.
And it's possible that he might win the state and Trump needing every goddamn electoral vote he can. Trump last week, over the weekend, even took a swipe at McMullen. But
right. Doesn't that seem nuts?
So there's a prominent white nationalist.
Okay.
By the name of William Johnson.
Why is the Klan in every fucking news story? It's in every news story.
This is the guy who we had talked about before a while back. He was initially listed as a California delegate for Trump. And then they were like, oh, oops. It really wasn't.
I remember that.
So now this guy, I don't know who he is, he's got some dough apparently because he is now paid for robocalling in Utah.
No shit.
And it says he scheduled the new call to start going out.
Hello.
Well, started going out last night.
Okay.
Here is the robocall.
Jesus.
In the Utah.
Hello, my name is William Johnson. I'm a farmer and a white nationalist. I make this call against Evan McMullen and in support of Donald Trump. Evan McMullen is an open borders amnesty supporter. Evan has two mommies. His mother is a lesbian married to another woman. Evan is okay with that. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Evan is over 40 years old and is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, Evan. Welcome to the club.
He's over 40 years old, not married.
I believe Evan is a closet homosexual.
But he's not even subtle about it. I believe Evan is a closet homo. This is a robocall going out. What fucking year is this? What fucking century is this?
I love how he robocalls said, I love how he said that Evan has two mommies. His mothers are lesbians.
And he's okay with that.
How do you want him to be with it? I mean, do you want him to hate his mother?
Well, yeah.
Because she's gay?
Well, yeah. Those two beaver bumpers kidnapped him when he was a young kid.
And he's okay with it. What do you... I'm trying to understand these bigoted idiots.
You can't.
So if your mom... You can't. If you have two mommies, you're raised by a lesbian couple. At what point do you wisen up as a child and you realize that you hate your moms?
Right.
This is stupid.
My name is William Johnson. I'm a farmer and a white nationalist. I make this call against Evan McMullen and in support of Donald Trump. Evan McMullen is an open borders amnesty supporter. Evan has two mommies. His mother is a lesbian married to another woman. Evan is okay with that. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Evan is over 40 years old and is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend. I believe Evan is a closet homosexual. Don't vote for Evan McMullen. Vote for Donald Trump. He will respect all...
He'll grab pussies. He's not a homosexual. He likes to get his hands seven... Well, I was going to say really... several knuckles deep, but then
disgusting.
His tiny little hands.
It's all disgusting. Now, who the fuck... Did he read this? Is this the best take? Who is this? This guy sucks.
Know.
I'm just listening to it, and it almost sounds like... It's a robocall, but it almost sounds like a robot voice. This guy has no intonation.
That's... What do you want?
Well, my God.
He's a white nationalist.
How much did he spend on this robocall? You said he had money.
Well, he probably didn't have enough money to hire talent.
Bullshit. He could find it. I guarantee you. How long would it take some asshole little fuck?
How much would you do that robocall for?
$1 million.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to do that. You're not going to do that either. There's no way.
No, I...
$10,000.
See, now
it's not fair.
That's not... that wouldn't happen because that kind of pay doesn't happen.
But I tell you this much. I tell you this much. If this guy put an ad on Craigslist in LA,
absolutely.
Is it voiceover
lines.
Job? Yeah. And it didn't say up front, but then the person finds out about it. I bet you could find some asshole in LA that would record this for $50
Allegedly what happened with that anti-Muslim movie, right? A few years back, the one that allegedly caused Benghazi but didn't. It was by a rabid Christo Loon anti-Muslim group. And the actor said when they shot it, it wasn't the story that they like the way they edited it or the way they overdubbed it or something. It was like they didn't know they were making this anti-Mohammed movie.
Is it weird to you that...
That's what they said.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this fucknut, what's his name? This delegate or whoever he is. Dickhead racist.
The white nationalist? Yeah, William Johnson?
William Johnson, what are you first? He is a farmer and then a white supremacist. That's interesting.
I'm a farmer.
So it's food and then his insane hatred of all things not white.
That gives him his white people street cred, right? I'm a farmer.
Yes. I'm a farmer and a total fucking bigot.
Therefore, you got to listen to me.
I'm just saying, those are the two.
I've known some farmers.
Why does he say he's a farmer?
Fucking assholes.
Why does he say he's a farmer?
I'm from the heartland. I'm one of you. I'm from America.
Yeah. It almost seems like the farmer thing is sort of insignificant. If he's speaking to other people that are bigoted like he is.
He's probably like, even though I live in San Diego, don't worry, I'm a farmer.
Oh, how great would it be if he wasn't really a farmer? It's like a fake farmer.
Or he owns corporate farms or something. Who the hell knows what's going on with this guy? If he's got money to sling around.
Evan has two mommies and he's fine with it.
White nationalist.
By the way, he's a white nationalist. What does he care if people are gay?
Evan is over 40 years old and is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend. Oh, I believe Evan is a closet homosexual.
Wow. What do you think is... For all these like white supremacist wackos, I'm trying to find... What's worse, being black, gay, or a globalist?
Oh, man. Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
I think it's different.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party is open to all hate.
I believe Evan is a closet homosexual. Don't vote for Evan McMullen. Vote for Donald Trump. He will respect all women and be a president we can all be proud of. I paid for this ad for the American National Super PAC. 213-71.
There you go.
Is that the number?
213. That's Los Angeles.
To call and donate?
Yeah. To that Super PAC.
Super. What if this guy...
For the American nationalists, I guess.
Isn't a farmer, man. What if he's a white nationalist? He's only posing as a farmer for cred, like you said. What if he's, like, lives in the hills and he's just some weird, eccentric, racist bigot?
William Daniel Johnson is a white supremacist activist, longtime American attorney, chairman of the American Freedom Party. He graduated from Brigham Young University, where he majored in Japanese and served as a Mormon missionary in Japan. So he's a Mormon for Trump, apparently.
How many white nationalists speak Japanese? I'm serious. It's got to be just this weird fucker.
We got one.
This guy's fucking strange. How do you end up like this? Because I would think a guy that ended up like this would just, he grew up and he lived in the same area that he grew up in. And he didn't meet a lot of new people. He just hung out with white people the whole time. This guy goes to Japan. He speaks Japanese.
Yes.
So that means on some level, he's got to be attuned with other cultures. I mean, to speak a language of another people, you have to know something about them. How the fuck is this guy a white nationalist or a white supremacist? This is weird.
In the 80s, he used three separate identities to promote his work. Under the name James O. Pace, he wrote a 1985 book. Meanwhile, let's all remember this guy's doing robocalls for Trump. Let's keep that in the back of our minds. He wrote a 1985 book advocating a constitutional amendment called the Pace Amendment that would repeal the 14th and 15th Amendments.
What are those? Are they good?
Civil War.
Repeal the Civil War.
The 14th Amendment was, now I gotta look it up.
How's that work?
One of them was citizenship.
Yes.
One of them made black people citizens.
Yeah.
Let me look.
He wants to overturn that and have black people not be citizens? Then what?
And the other one...
What an idiot.
14th Amendment defined a citizen as any person born in or naturalized in the U.S. overturning Dred Scott versus Sanford, the Supreme Court ruling stating that black people were not eligible for citizenship.
He wrote a whole book about
this. So he wants that overturned. He also wants the 15th overturned, which prohibits governments from denying U.S. citizens the right to vote based on race, color, or past servitude. So he thinks the government should be able to discriminate based on those.
So he's nuts. This guy has to be mentally ill.
Under the Pace Amendment, indigenous Americans and Hawaiians would be maintained in tribal reservations instead of being deported.
Where would you deport them, dickhead? They're from here, you stupid fuck.
It would deport almost all non-whites from the United States. So he wanted to deport everything browner than a Twinkie.
You know, that's odd because who speaks about that openly at his rallies? Running for president.
He ran for Congress in Wyoming to replace Dick Cheney.
Oh, my God.
He received enough signatures to appear on the ballot.
God damn it.
Said he was running because, quote, whites don't have a future. Oh, wait. Whites don't have a future here in this country. And that is one of many issues I am addressing.
Right.
So he's been around for a while. I think he's got dough.
Jesus.
There you go. White nationalist. Pro-Trump robocall.
Oh, my God.
Saying Evan McMullen is a big homo.
And that's so strange. He's got, what did he actually says? Evan has mommies. Two mommies, and he's fine with that. And he's okay with it. He's okay with it.
Right. Yeah, look at those Mormons, man. They've
fucked up.
The Mormons are willing to vote for a guy who's got two mommies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Fascinating.
They also talk to a rock in a hat. I mean, they're, you know. And they got magic underwear, which I guess is a plus. Right. I mean, would you like to live in a world where you could just pick up a rock, put it in a hat, and then the rock tells you shit? Do you like that?
And then have 12-year-old girls thrown at you, which was the ultimate goal.
That's what the rocks wanted you to do?
That's what Joseph Smith wanted to do.
Right. Maybe the rocks. Maybe.
Allegedly.
Yeah. God, but still, he convinced somebody that, hey, these two rocks tell me to go molest these children. It's part of my religion.
He doesn't have two mommies.
Yeah. You mean that guy's not totally credible on that robocall?
McMullen was born in Provo, Utah, son of computer scientist David McMullen and wife Lanny Bullard.
Okay.
Bullard. Unless his mom went off to go get her a little of the same strange. Maybe that's it. Maybe his mom went off. It doesn't really say here. I'm reading from the
Wikipedia.
It's
just bullshit. And maybe this nutball.
Well, that they can't.
Just said it.
You can't say that, can you?
I don't know. What do you mean what we can and what we can't do? There's a guy from the Klan giving robocalls for Trump.
That's true. It's true. I went over to Google, and one of the top Google news stories is the KKK is working to get out the vote for Trump. You said, KKK, white nationalists, Nazi party, all of these. Why are we talking about these?
And people aren't. God damn it. Just come out. And we all just have to start admitting that this freak of nature is a white supremacist.
Right.
He's totally fucked up. He's totally fucked up. How is he even a person? I mean, if you think about it, like the guy gets up in his condo in some tower in New York. He takes an elevator down to a parking garage underground, I'm sure. He gets into a big old fucking private car.
Yeah.
Probably has a whole seat to himself in the back. Don't you think?
Right, yeah.
And he drives to the fucking airport. He doesn't go through security. He walks in a private plane.
Right.
That's his life.
Right.
He doesn't go to Starbucks to get a coffee.
An occasional supermodel. but he goes to McDonald's, right? He loves fast food. Was that what we found out? That's true. I'm sure he hasn't stepped foot in one.
God, that's... He loves fast food, but he hates black people.
That's how he does black outreach.
These people are so odd. I'm a farmer and a white nationalist. Why those two things up front?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to explain any of this.
I know how to grow a tomato, but I can't get past skin color.
I mean, we're hoping that this will go away, but I just don't I don't know. It's
got to die off.
I think it would if there was somebody that the libs could get more excited about. Yes. I mean, I hate to confirm the Bernie bros, but if it had been Bernie Sanders, it might be a biglier lead. I mean, we might be sweating less about the fact that Donald might win because I think people would be really, really, really excited to go out and vote Bernie.
What's the big Donald Trump bombshell that we haven't heard yet?
Well, I mean, they better hurry because...
I mean, did he say the N-word and by, the Apprentice and we have tapes? That's what.
That shit's got to be out by the Thursday before, they say.
Yes.
Because for it to really affect, for it to drizzle down into all the social medias and to get on all the shows and everything, that for it to actually impact the election,
time.
That they should drop it Thursday at the latest.
Right.
So I guess we'll see. Today's Tuesday. I just checked the headlines. There's nothing else yet. We're
Trump
still talking.
Watch?
This media I saw is still obsessed with this non-email story.
Right. That's fucked up.
Which is a non-story.
I don't even know.
And Trump's still going around saying it's bigger than fucking Watergate. It's not. He's saying she's guilty of so many crimes. There's no evidence of that. In fact, they're even saying they're not sure if these are even any relevant emails. That there's a
I'm
lot of them.
I'm not even sure
they gotta
I
go
can
through.
Articulate exactly what happened.
It's so dumb.
She had emails, classified emails, stored on a server that wasn't secure.
Well, it was, but not secure enough, they feel. And
but at the time, it wasn't illegal, right?
Correct. There's no, Comey said, there's no prosecutor that would prosecute this.
Well, I mean, to be fair, when did Donald Trump allegedly rape those girls? In the 90s?
A while ago, 90s,
Was that against the law then? I don't know.
I believe it was.
Oh, okay, well.
I hope there's no statute of limitations on that shit.
Well, goddamn it.
There is. There is, though, because look at Cosby. That's why so many of those women can't.
They can't do anything.
Yeah, right, can't do anything.
Well, he's on trial anyway, though.
Yeah, he's trying. I saw today he's trying to get a number of them tossed out. He's trying to get as many of these lawsuits tossed out as he can.
To what end, though, man? At what point do you just say, if you're Bill Cosby, look how old he is. Is he just trying to put off the trial, to extend the trial so he's dead before he's sentenced?
I mean, really, what do you do?
What's the end game?
He's trying to stay out of jail, I guess. Right? Or is it just a civil suit? I forget. No, there were criminal charges, I thought, finally, on the most recent, one of the more recent ones.
Yeah.
Got in under the statute of limitations.
Right.
Why or something. Didn't they just pass a law, or they're going to pass a law here in California?
Pinkos.
That gets or either
rid of the statute
or gets
of
rid of the statute of limitation on
right.
kid fucking.
I
or
think
on
Donald
sexual
Trump
assault.
Is against that.
He probably would be.
Him and all his creepy, pervy white friends are going to go to jail.
I'm against that. But no statute of limitations on emails.
Yeah, we got to go after the media, too, the oppressive media. God, we didn't talk about that Jill Stein shit.
There's so much
Man,
going
fuck
on.
Her. What kind of Green Party candidate is that is worried about a goddamn comedian? Someone
Jill
talking.
Jill Stein, if you don't know what Ryan's talking about, Jill Stein is all got upset about a piece that John Oliver did. About third-party candidates, he gave a good 5 minutes to Jill Stein and gave a good 5 minutes to Gary Johnson. He pretty much made the case that, you know, maybe you don't want to vote for either of these two people.
Right.
But she got all pissed off now, and I don't know, was it a tweet or something? Basically, or
I think
quote.
It was a spot John Oliver did.
Well, but I mean, her response to
it
was either a quote or a speech or something, or an interview or whatever, but she basically is talking about the power of corporate comedians, of corporate comedy, and that that's something that they should take a look into. In other words, she wants to censor corporate, I'm putting air quotes, a comedy, because it might have hurt her little fee-fees and stifled her.
She's nuts.
Yeah, part of her. Meanwhile, what about Trump? What about their Saturday Night Live shredded Donald Trump for 3 weekends in a row, rightfully so.
Right.
After these debates and shit. And has taken shots at Hillary.
Right, right. So why aren't we hearing anything about that? You know what? She said, we need to begin having honest conversations about the oppressive tactics corporate comedians continue to do towards already marginalized groups of people.
Okay, here's the conversation we have. Shut the fuck up. Free speech.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
As much as I loathe and despise Hannity and the OxyContin job of the gunt.
Right.
And all those assholes, I would never say take them off the air. I would never.
What about that Jesse Waters shit?
Even David Duke.
Yeah. Jesse Waters is running around Chinatown in New York. What's he going like, also, or making fun of how.
Right. And he's
a fucking asshole.
He received righteous pillorying for it.
And it's just, he can do that, right?
I mean,
that's his right. And it's just bizarre to see somebody from the Green Party say that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Fuck off.
Her. Yeah, I don't know. I have hopes for the Green Party. I like the platforms universally when I read the platforms. But the more I see and hear about Jill Stein, I just don't know if she's the one I would really vote for. You know, if you're going to claim that it's you're voting out of principle,
Fuck is her audience base? Who does she think would be voting for her? Does she think anybody would be voting for her that wouldn't have a problem with what she just said?
She's trying to get 5%, I guess.
Yeah,
they're desperate to get that 5% to get matching government funds or something in the future, which is all bullshit. Get rid of public.
Absolutely.
Get rid of it and let's just make it public funding. Hillary has said that she's going to make it one of her priorities to try to do as much as she can. To alleviate Citizens United, that horrible decision. We should just get everything the fuck out of there and just have
absolutely.
Public. Everybody, $5 more on your taxes.
Yeah.
Pay for the fucking, make it a month long, 2 months tops. This 2 year long process has been great for the show.
Awesome for the show.
Ridiculous for the nation.
I mean, it's been insane because it's been 2 years of having like T-loons and racists parade around on CNN running for president. It's really disturbing.
Right.
Ugh. I mean, how many years ago does it seem like Mike Huckabee took? Who was that? Kim Davis.
Oh, yeah.
The lunatic from the middle of nowhere raised their hands. And,
right.
She didn't want to sign.
She bravely took
licenses.
The stand, to not bless.
Was that this election?
A couple of
or was that last? That was this election, right?
Yes.
Oh my god, that seems so innocuous. We got a guy accused of raping a 12-year-old.
Helping everyone decide who to vote for.
Decider.
One of our favorites. I'll let you know what is currently being sold on the bottom of the screen because, yes, it is the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, shit.
Usually reserved for Faithless Friday, but he's getting pretty political.
Oh, okay.
Here is Jim Baker. Laurie's sitting right next to him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, last time he had a prophecy, but he didn't. But then it had something to do with nukes going off somewhere, but maybe it didn't. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Here is...
Which is it?
Here he is talking about the upcoming election.
Oh, my God.
And what's going to happen if we vote the incorrect way.
Oh, shit.
Which he's... I know 100%. I have no doubt he is voting for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And because under Trump... I don't think he's going to make as much money. Under Clinton, he can keep this up every single day.
Oh, my God.
And saying, oh, my God, look, demon in the White House, you got to buy some frozen or some freeze-dried chicken cordon bleu.
He's got an enemy. I mean, nobody buys his powdered shit unless they're really scared of something.
You better get a generator.
I just want you all to stop all the madness in your house right now.
God,
we are 3 seconds in, and Lori's got two yeses already.
For those of you just tuning in, Lori is Jim Baker's wife? Current, they're married, or are they shacking
current
up?
Current wife. Are you kidding me? That would be ungodly.
Yes.
And now
she likes to interject.
She apparently likes felons.
Oh, yeah.
Can he vote?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Can Jim Baker even fucking vote?
She likes that felon dick.
He went to jail for how many years for fraud?
Right. He's white, though.
Yeah, but...
You know, I
wonder. Well, he can buy a gun, obviously. Oh, they want him to get guns. But they don't want felons to vote.
Oh, no.
I just want you all to stop all the madness in your house right now, confusion, and sit down and listen to this program today. Right. This may be the most important television show you've ever watched. I believe this election.
Everybody, I'm just going to give you a moment.
Yes, right. Right.
I'm going to give you a moment to sit down so you can prepare for this wisdom.
Yeah. Should we count? Can we go back? We don't want to go back to the beginning and start counting all the yes, yes. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
Listen to this program today. Right. This may be the most important television show you've ever watched. I believe this election is the difference between the having the time to really prepare for what's coming on Earth.
Right.
And going into, I believe this fall is really the beginning, and I hate to say it, I've never said it before, but could be the beginning of the fall of America.
Oh, boy.
Amazing.
He's hesitant. He's never said this before.
Oh, right. Yes. But fall.
Yeah.
The beginning of the fall.
Meanwhile, buy your $50 worth of potato soup.
Oh, absolutely.
Of America.
Wow.
And we've got a choice to make. And we can do something.
Yes, we can.
And last two elections, almost, 30 million Christians.
Oh, here we go. This God. Christian fallacy that
yes,
somewhere
we can.
That because everybody, when they're asked, are you a Christian? Everybody's like, yeah, sure, a click. In this country, they don't vote evangelical just because someone clicks off Christian.
How does he do this, man? Every day? It's his show, but it's a steady stream of yes, yes, sure. Yes, we can.
What would he do without her?
Almost, 30 million Christians stayed home.
Evangelical Christians.
Because they did not approve of the man running for office.
That's correct.
So
she really, you can see her. Like she just can't wait to jump in.
She's not even listening.
She can't wait to enhance or correct what he's saying.
She wants to be a part of it. She doesn't understand. Like,
yeah,
Ed McMahon knew what the fuck he was doing.
Oh yeah, he was great.
And what's his face?
Johnny Carson.
Oh. Hank from the Larry Sanders Show. What's his name?
Jeffrey Tambor.
He knew what he knew what the fuck he was doing.
Currently on Transparent.
Absolutely. Listen,
inexplicably a comedy.
All right. And, you know, Lori needs to watch some old tapes of Ed McMahon or something. She's fucking his show up.
Christians stayed home.
No, she's making it.
Yeah, you know, it's much better. You're right.
They've got their stats ready because at the bottom it says 31 million Christians did not vote in the last United States presidential
election. Is that even true? Is that even fucking true?
Maybe,
how do you know?
Maybe. Maybe. But it's again, it's people who on a census in 2010 probably voted, said, yeah, sure, we're Christian.
Yeah, right.
That's they're not all evangelicals, I guess.
Evangelical. That's not what Lori said.
Unless they're claiming that they're evangelicals.
Almost, 30 million Christians stayed home.
Evangelical Christians.
Because they did not approve of the man running for office.
That's correct.
So
Mitt Romney, magic underwear wearing.
Oh, yes. What about him?
Mormonator.
Oh, we have had the most dramatic change in America's history of what America believes and what America stands for.
That's right.
Because people said, I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. You're not going to sit home and you say, well, I'll just leave it up to God. No, you're saying I'm too lazy to do anything. So God doesn't work that way.
Why?
I don't know.
Why doesn't God work that way?
That is a good fucking question. Because couldn't God, I mean, he's God, right? The omnipotent, blah, blah, blah. Right. Couldn't he work However the fuck he wanted to work.
Throw Hillary down a flight of stairs.
Why not?
Right in front of us. Big hand comes out of the sky. And
why even have Hillary?
Little pinky comes out and
right
in front of her pantsuit. Trips her down the stairs.
But why even have Hillary?
Well, right. Are you saying go back and abort her in utero?
I'm just saying if he's omnipotent, if this guy...
Why does she even
if
exist?
If God is in charge of everything, like all these evangelicals say, why is there even a will?
Mm-hmm.
He just makes it so.
Yeah. Wow.
But God, why don't you smite Lori down figuratively?
He's got two of the guests on the panel today are pastors Frank Amedia and Daryl Scott. I believe Daryl Scott is...
They're both big fucking whores, right?
I believe he might have spoke at the RNC, or I see him on telly a lot.
Hello.
As a African-American pastor who supports Trump.
Whoa.
So he's always on fighting with sane people.
Damn.
He's the one who's about to speak after we just heard from him.
He's African-American and he's a Trumpite.
Yeah. Jesus, though.
Oh. Shit.
It doesn't work that way.
This liberal democratic platform is being mightily used by the devil to take America down.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. To take America down.
And Mr.
Wait a second.
Listen.
Time out.
This is an ancient white crowd who is probably not... I don't know if this is the best demo for this guy.
Is this guy he's preaching? Is that Lori screaming behind?
Shit, yeah, man. Well, they're all just seated. It's like it's a wedding, and they're at the head table.
God, I just did it. Yes.
Because all of the... You know, it's like set up dinner theater so everyone can try buckets of food.
Right, okay.
And...
I forgot they're selling that shit.
And they need
seconds.
Plenty of aisle space for the... For the oxygen carts and the defibrillators.
Oh, the scooters.
Yeah.
Of all people, God to choose a Trump.
He chooses the foolish things of this world.
Yes, he does. To literally wake the church back up.
On the screen it says, 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So they're saying, look at this fool God is serving up for president. That means... everything's going to be better.
Why?
So they're acknowledging that he's a steaming orange pile of shit.
Yes. And hey, by the way, big ups to God for deciding to, quote unquote, confound the wise.
Yeah. Thanks, God.
Why the fuck would you do that? What is the point in that?
Listen to this bullshit.
What's the point in child fucking leukemia?
I'm kind of worried this one pastor's got a little too much energy for this crowd. Because
they're going to croak.
I don't know if there's enough nurses on staff.
Lori's going to have a grabber.
Yes.
Being mightily used by the devil to take America down.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
To take America down.
And Mr. Trump, of all people, God to choose a Trump.
He chooses the foolish things of this world.
Yes, he does. To literally wake the church back up because we have accepted abortion.
Yes,
we have accepted it.
No, you haven't. You guys have been screaming about it my entire fucking life. Yes, we have. Oh, we accepted it. Yes, we have.
God.
Man, Jim's getting fired up now.
Nobody ever thinks maybe we should turn that bitch's mic down. Nobody ever thinks that.
No, she's color commentary.
Yes. Yes.
To literally wake the church back up because we have accepted abortion.
Yes,
we have accepted it, and God is so grieved by it that if you don't believe me, you watch what's coming on this earth.
I don't understand now. Is he saying that because we're killing babies, we're going to get President Trump and we're fucked? Or is he saying,
I don't know,
because we're killing babies, we might not get President Trump and Hillary will fuck us? Or is he leaving it vague so that somebody will buy generators and powdered
probably that
tapioca
one. Whatever
pudding.
Sells the shit, he's...
Because we have murdered our own offspring.
Well, let me just back.
I'm sad that got cut off when Lori was about to speak.
What was Lori going to add?
I don't know.
Let me just go back.
Right wing watch clip. Thank you.
God, yeah. Good job, guys.
Jim
Holy
Baker.
Shit.
God's going to punish America. I think he's on the pro-Trump side. So I think he's saying if we don't, he said God chose Trump to, quote, literally wake the church back up because we have accepted abortion. We have accepted it, and God is so grieved by that that if you don't believe me, you watch what's coming on this earth, because we've murdered our own offspring.
God created Trump
to fuck everything up
of abortion.
Apparently, he's like an STD for the country.
Yeah. Okay.
We put our dicks where we shouldn't.
Oh yes.
And now we got red bumpy things on.
Sure. And now it's
orange. Bumpy
right.
things on it.
It just doesn't make any sense. None of it.
None of it makes any sense.
No, you know,
a week. We got a week, man.
I know.
A week, and this will all be over. Hopefully, by the time we'll have the show on Tuesday, we won't have results anywhere. But
I mean,
Wednesday we'll know. We'll either be
Stream live on election.
We'll either be getting ready to haul out of the country.
I think we should stream live and watch the results roll in and talk about it as they come in. Like MSNBC, they don't do that. And they suck and they're boring. They don't have anything to say.
Well, right.
We would have
and
something.
Neither. We'll say the same nothing and just say shit and cunt in between. I mean,
yes.
Because it's
there is it's like
ongoing coverage of a train wreck. The train wrecks, and then we go through hours and hours of, well, a train wrecked. We still don't know anything. We're still searching through the rubble and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's
that
horrible coverage.
Did CNN jump the shark with those Malaysian planes that disappeared?
I don't know.
Their official moment with Don Lemon.
It's interesting.
Maybe it's a fucking wormhole.
It's interesting they've gotten so sanctimonious about Donna Brazile, who they've let go because they're saying she might have supplied some of the questions to Hillary at a town hall.
Doesn't matter. But Trump's such a moron.
But they still are paying Corey Lewandowski to be on there to opine. And he is, I think, still being, last I saw, he was still being paid by the Trump campaign. Like severance pay or something. So he was taking Trump money. Meanwhile, he's on CNN to be an, quote, analyst.
Oh, yes.
But they get rid of Donna Brazile.
Right.
Who knows? I don't fucking get it.
Right. And meanwhile, Wolf Blitzer's asking, hey, you believe in God? You got no house left?
Yes.
God, it's the worst.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
So, the Jim Baker show.
Fuck you, Jim. How much did he make in that segment? How much is he making a show selling powdered fucking food or whatever?
It's got to pay for itself, right? I mean, he's got a studio. He's on daily. Live audience. I mean, live. I'm not saying they all last the whole show, but they're live when they herd in.
Yeah. I listened to Alex Jones last night when I was falling asleep. It's just so crazy. It's so nuts. I mean, he has the scariest music at the beginning and then some weirdo comes on and reads the news, but in the oddest voice ever, and it takes forever. It reads through all the headlines.
What news?
Is
it the InfoWars news
or something? Yeah, but it's all theories. It's like, it's stringing together weird little Hillary facts about where she's going, conspiracies,
penis.
About her emails.
There's
Benghazi,
a penis under there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, Michelle Obama's dick.
Yeah.
I have not heard anything about that yet. I wonder why he's not talking about it anymore.
I've got, what else have we got here? Oh, it's about 25 more minutes left of the big show here. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget Amazon.com. If you're going to buy anything there, help us out. Go through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or go to crabdiving.com and click on the, where it says Amazon, click here. Little sign thing.
Click away, baby.
And whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Can you buy any of that powdered soup on Amazon? I wonder. Any of that shit. If you want to go get some dumbass doomsday prepper supplies on Amazon, go through our portal, right?
Right. If you want to buy any of that shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can do affiliate marketing for Jim Baker.
We want to send people to his store? Doesn't that seem fucked up?
Yeah, we might get free food out of it. Maybe we'll get six months of...
You know, it's weird. A lot of people don't know this.
Mac and cheese.
Yes, that powdered mac and cheese. It's interesting you brought that up. I was just reading that can also double as kitty litter.
Oh, God. Probably gives your cat butthole cancer.
No, it actually makes it taste better.
The kitty litter?
Sure. I mean, you know, if you're eating it...
might end up there.
Trying to make a joke.
In the Trumpian economy. Yes. I got a couple of teachers behaving badly story.
Uh-oh. What are they doing? They molesting people?
Oh, well, that probably too, but not these specifically right
okay.
now.
Okay, good for you guys.
Brain molesting.
Oh, God.
This is out of Arizona.
We've
got a teacher.
Eat my dick.
Who is shocking, but this teacher supports Republican presidential candidate Donald J. Trump.
What? Oh, shit, Pat.
There was a complaint filed at a public charter school.
Oh, okay.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. I was like, where the fuck is Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix! Fuck you!
The teacher, oh, we've got her name. Faye Miles.
Okay.
F-A-Y-E.
Faye.
Told the student, who is a Muslim refugee from Somalia.
Oh, God.
Who came to the United States in 2012. She is an 11-year-old sixth grader.
God, imagine the shit this girl has seen.
The teacher reportedly told the student, quote, "I can't wait until Trump is elected. He's going to deport all you Muslims. Muslims shouldn't be given visas. They'll probably take away your visa and deport you. You're going to be the next terrorist, I bet."
That's like the worst thing you can say to a child. You're going to make the child worry about her place in the universe. I'm going to get sent back to Somalia.
So
fucked up.
They're alleging that the harassment was extensive and that allegedly choked the kid. The teacher allegedly showed the class a video clip of September 11th of the hijackers and suggested that the kid was going to become a terrorist, saying, "That's going to be you."
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
This is what the complaints say.
A teacher? God. Oh my God.
So the ACLU is involved.
Oh yeah.
They filed a complaint
with
the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Education.
Yes.
So we'll keep our eyes and ears on that story.
That is a worse story.
And let you know what be going on there.
Some poor kid, a refugee. Can't imagine what her life is like. The right? teacher's like, "We're going to send you back." Jeez. Nice. How about some compassion, you asshole?
The teachers are around. The story goes on. This is at thinkprogress.org. Story goes on to say about how difficult teachers around the country are finding this election because some of the stuff that they're saying Trump says, it's hard to go unchallenged, but then they get in trouble for being political.
Right. But when...
She said, one teacher wrote, "Let's be honest, a student who frequently makes racist and sexist remarks about classmates would end up in the principal's office, maybe even find himself suspended. We can't assign Trump a detention, but at the very least, teachers can explain to students that he's broken the class rules."
Right.
Parents get pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
If a teacher says, you know, what Trump has said is inciting racist feelings.
I don't know how the fuck, but when is it politics? Like, there's part of what Trump is that, like, isn't political. Like, the hate.
Well, right.
The bigotry, the gropiness, and all that shit. That's just wrong. That's just fucking wrong.
Then here they quote the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, who said, "We're telling all our kids that bigotry and bullying are perfectly acceptable in the leader of their country. Is this what we want for our children?"
No. Fuck no. I mean, we don't want that. I don't want to grow up in some fucked up place because all these kids grow up to be insane racists. Great.
So that's the one teacher behaving badly story.
I tell you what, man. I'd be in trouble if I was a teacher. What are you supposed to say? You just have to tell your kids, like, "Look, this guy running for president is a fucking racist lunatic. And if your parents are going to fucking vote for
then
him,
you're
fucked.
You'd be fired, probably."
Oh, yeah. Get ready to be a stripper. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You have to open a private school.
How many Trumpalos raise strippers?
The Ryan Pfeiffer School.
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah.
Of comedy.
Ha, 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 ha. Right. You can get 45 laughs a minute, or whatever they say.
This is Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Fuck you.
Carlisle High School.
What?
We've got, I guess this is a win, but scary enough. This happened last week.
Yes.
A student.
Fuck you.
Who is an American.
Okay.
Born here.
Ooh, perfect. Yes.
Of Bosnian descent, though.
Wait a minute!
Well, there you go.
Pump the brakes, boy!
This high school student has made it his practices that he does not stand nor participate in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Where the fuck is Bosnia?
Because he is protesting American policy in the Mideast.
How many people know where Bosnia is? If you said,
probably not a lot.
Is Bosnia in Europe or Africa? How many people would say Africa? A lot of them.
Really? I would hope they would know it's East.
Hope away, motherfucker. Nobody knows where Bosnia is. They're stupid.
The Aleppo. What is Aleppo?
Yeah, he's running for president.
So, this student had a substitute teacher.
What do you think he thought Aleppo was when they said that in the interview? Like cheese?
The look on his face is priceless. I mean, he looks at the guy. The guy says, as president, what would you do? This is on Morning Joe. What would you do about Aleppo? And Gary Johnson says, what? He says, Aleppo. And again, the blank look on his face. He's like, what is Aleppo?
Conditioner.
And really? That other guy says, really? Seriously? Like, you seriously don't know? And that's when Gary Johnson is like, no, I don't. I've got if we have enough time here, I've got Aleppo. Some audio of Gary Johnson losing his shit on a question about, he probably gets sick of, after a while you get sick of, why are you running for president? You're going to fuck up the whole country.
Yeah.
If people vote for you. And that's kind of the basic.
Yeah. But people don't ask Hillary Clinton that question because people don't, you know, Hillary Clinton knows what the fuck Aleppo is.
See, in a normal election, we might agree that. Maybe we need to break the stranglehold that these two parties have on the system, but not in this election because we have Donald J. Trump as a possible extremely negative consequence.
See, man, Donald Trump should be the fringy right libertarian weird ass candidate fucking up the Republicans nominee.
He is. But he did. He was. But now they're trying to take over the GOP. Bannon. And Trump and Manafort and all the deplorables have staged a coup of the Republican Party. We'll see what happens.
What about all those emails from Russia? What about all that shit? Do we not give a fuck?
That's scarier. There's other people on both sides of the aisle who say that actually might be bigger than Watergate.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a foreign party a foreign entity sticking their fingers in our holes.
And I can almost say, imagine if that was Hillary's story and not Donald's story.
Oh, right.
Well, we can.
All right.
We can. It's so insane.
So the substitute teacher in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, has now been removed from classrooms after she apparently went after him for not standing up for the pledge. This might be a news story. I wonder if I just have the audio of it. But a friend of the kid said he was sitting in the classroom and chose to sit down during the pledge. Oh, wait.
Right.
You can kind of hear it's a bad recording here. But
okay, well, then maybe you would like to leave the country.
You hear that? Okay, well, then maybe you would just like to leave the country.
Oh, my God.
This kid fired up his cell phone right after the substitute teacher started harassing this kid.
I love it.
If you don't stand up, you better have a good reason why, she said. The kid remained silent. She says, well, okay, maybe you would just like to leave the country.
Jesus. How old?
High school. The kid's friend says the reason he gives is that he doesn't like the wars going on in the Middle East, and he's sort of protesting those. He's been doing it since sixth grade. Nobody cares. He's been doing it since sixth grade. Okay, he sits through the pledge. I stand up for it. There you go.
And by the way, this is a kid that knows something about wars going on in the Middle East. And
an American citizen, by the way.
That's a great thing. He knows something.
Exactly. The friend.
Yeah.
His last name is Smith. I don't think. Do I have the Michael Smith?
Said, most kids just play video games.
He went, started the hashtag. The kid's name is Admir, is his first name.
Yes.
They started the hashtag We Sit With Admir, and it's trended.
Okay.
The school got wind of it, and they issued a statement that said, quote, the substitute teacher's actions do not align with the beliefs and philosophy of the Carlisle Area School District and its employees. And the substitute was removed from the classroom, and the district says will not return.
Wow.
Admir,
how shitty,
told the Carlisle Sentinel that, quote, people were jokingly calling me Colin Kaepernick afterwards, but everyone's been really supportive. See, the kids don't care.
Yeah.
Kids don't care. The kids are smarter than their bigoted fuckwad adult parents these days.
And you think about it, like, if you're a teacher and you have this happening in your class, what a great opportunity to talk about this shit and maybe relate it to whatever you're teaching.
Right. How great is this country that we can't force Admir to stand up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
How cool is that? That a high school kid can be involved in the process and not thrown in jail. But apparently the snatch face asshole, I'm willing to bet she's white as fuck.
Yes.
Substitute teacher. Maybe you'd like to leave the country.
Right.
One of them. Maybe you'd like to leave the country. Fuck you, you hag. You leave the country.
I mean, really, it's a... God, it's as if you don't want to share your political beliefs at school because... I don't know.
This kid's... it worked out.
In trouble?
But nonetheless, a younger kid would be humiliated by the whole process. Even if they end up winning, that kid still might have gotten dragged out of class. We've seen kids who have been pulled out of class. We've seen kids. None of this is legal.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court decided, sorry, teachers, you can't force kids to do your creepy little flag worshiping thing.
And it fucks them up, too. You know what I mean? Like, if you're drug out of class or you're shamed in front of everybody and you're a kid, you're not an adult. You're not equipped to handle that. You know, most adults aren't either.
Comments at ABC27 News is the website I'm reading it from Pennsylvania. Some of them are as you would expect. Most of them, fortunately, most of them seem to be saying, look, this kid, what this kid has a right to do. But
do
of course, here's one.
He
I'm a vet. The teacher's right. Leave the country. Go back to Bosnia.
What
and
the
then
fuck?
Several other vets, fortunately, said, look, asshole, I
fought for this kid.
We fought
right.
exactly for that kid. Whether you agree with it or not, we don't care. And this guy goes on fighting. If you don't like it, leave.
But it's not like the kid's doing it. I mean, it doesn't matter why he's doing it, right? Because you don't have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
He says, why does this country have to change to meet the wants of outsiders, especially illegal outsiders? It's not illegal. He's born in this country. His parents are legalized citizens. Naturalized citizens.
In fact, he's aware enough to know what he's doing is not illegal. He's a smart kid. Isn't this a good thing? Do we want little, what do they call, automatons?
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yes, white Christian automatons.
I like Justin Bieber.
You have to love Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Do you have to love him or can you just like him a whole lot?
Here's an idiot who's spawning more idiots. Hence, one of the many reasons we homeschool our kids. They will be taught to respect and honor the flag of the nation that has given them more rights than any nation on the face of the earth.
Is that an actual thing?
It's a comment. Yeah.
That is creepy as fuck.
Right?
It's creepy.
Somebody responded to them. You worship flags in your house? about public schooling, being trapped by your parents' narrow and bizarre views for years is the absolute best argument there is against homeschooling.
I mean,
that guy's right. That's why these assholes are pulling their kids out of. It's not because they're getting bad educations. It's because they're getting good education, and that's poison. That's kryptonite to these people. They don't want their kids thinking for themselves.
God forbid
you don't question authority.
How depressing is it to think about a young kid that's who's likes Donald Trump because his parents do. But what that means that this kid is sort of is giving him a way to digest like racism and stuff rather than him learning that it's wrong.
Oh God. You know, there are people in this country who are more upset about Colin Kaepernick not standing up for the national anthem
to me
than
to,
they are about black people getting killed by cops.
Right. And like the Kaepernick thing, can't you look at his fucking motivations? Why? Okay. If you just think he's being an unpatriotic fucking little asshole by not standing for the anthem, why? What does he get out of that?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Here's a sane comment. The news station should use this incident, along with the sentiments expressed, to expose the underbelly and rampant fear within the community. The Islamophobia expressed by both the teacher and the comments here should be alarming of a narrow minds of how many narrow minds are among the village. Expose them and shun them. Never elevate them into positions of trust or power, as they do nothing but serve a narrow and blind enemy, ignorance.
Bam.
And the comment responding to that, pretty simple, little chode. Respect or get the boot.
Chode.
Respect? A chode. I know. I haven't heard chode since eighth grade. Respect or get the boot.
Right. How many books has that guy read, the chode? You fuckhead, you idiot, you moron.
And then somebody says, why don't you try and kick him out, internet tough guy? But these are the people, these are the denizens of this country. These are the Trumpalos, the Trumpansies.
Man, it's so fucked up.
They don't look at this and say, wow, it's great that this kid has freedom of speech and freedom in this country. They look and say, his grandparents are Bosnian. Kick him out. He doesn't like
it. What do they want him to do? Fall in line and scream, lock her up, lock her up.
Absolutely.
So stupid.
What's wrong with him?
Boy, that boy is thinking with his mind.
No, we can't abide that shit.
Quit.
This is exactly the reason I homeschool.
Turn on Hannity.
S-K-O-O-L.
Oh, yeah.
Homeschool.
Right. Hey, don't try any long division over there, genius.
God, I'm trying to think of a quote now, but there's something... It might have been, I think it's Isaac Asimov, something about one of the main problems of this country is that some people think their ignorance is equal to our knowledge. Something
right.
Like something to that effect. Like they think that their opinion, not knowing what the hell's going on, is as equal as everyone else's opinion.
And
even
teacher,
though they admit they don't know what's going on.
Right. And that teacher, they got all mad at that kid for not standing up. What do you think she knows?
What an asshole.
What do you think she knows about what's going on compared to what he fucking knows?
And how much of that shit has she spread up before? And
a shit ton. He knows enough to take action. That's something.
Right. Some poor Muslim kid.
Right.
Born in this country. Of maybe not American parents. Which,
right.
By the way, I'm 3 out of 4, one generation removed. They're all immigrants.
From Ireland.
My grandparents, 3 out of 4. No, Serbian Ireland.
Oh, Serbian. Oh, I am sending you back. I'm so sorry.
Right. I have to go back.
You got to go back to Serbia.
They weren't Muslim, though, so I guess they're acceptable white people from
now,
Eastern
you know
Europe.
Serbia. Yeah, I was about to see, make sure you knew it was in Europe.
Thank you for confirming that little bit of crab diving geography as we wrap up here today.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. That helps us out. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything from Amazon, buy it through our hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And helps us out by giving us a little money off the top. Doesn't cost you anything.
That's right, baby.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. His Instagram feed, @RatedRComedy. Or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram
at Crab Diving.